Getting blown on my balls.
Right on your sack.
And it's making my microphone limp.
What's limp?
What, my microphone.
The liar.
My microphone's limp, I promise. Look, it just goes... Anyway. All right, let's do this. Welcome to Circle of Jerks. Maybe.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm your host, the one and only Bobby D. And in the studio this week with me are Steven and Ryan.
Hi.
Yo.
Yay. Steve, you sound so excited.
I can't hear anything. The fucking thing is loud.
What's loud?
My headphones.
The mini fan that Mike has blown on my balls.
The one tiny fan he turned on for all three of us.
The one tiny fan that's just circulating all the stank around.
Your ball the stank.
Funk. The funk.
So... I think I need to get a tattoo removal.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
I found out I have a racist... What?
What do you have?
I have a racist tattoo.
Oh, the giant swastika on your back?
Swastika? What's a swastika?
Swastika. Swastika, swing.
What the fuck is a swastika?
It's my Bostonian version.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
my God.
I wish it was a swastika.
Schmeek smile. Geez.
What is it?
Yeah, what is it? What do you got that we don't know about?
My Ninja Turtle's a racist tattoo.
What?
What?
It's a racist tattoo.
Ninja Turtles are racist now?
What color is it?
It doesn't matter what color it is. It has to do with what turtles are.
They're turtles?
Reptilians?
I did not know this before, but turtles are weirdly racist.
Okay. How, though?
Lay it on us.
I need to know how.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Let me turn the TV.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
God. Okay.
Oh, I've seen this. I've seen this.
So, turtles only attack black things for some reason.
Well, makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. What? It makes sense.
Need to get you removed. Fuck.
So
wait a second. Okay.
So I feel like Donatello is just showing that somehow I support this kind of behavior.
You support nerd racists?
Yes. It's like
that use
weirdly...
bow staffs to beat.
Yeah. Like it just attacks only the black shoes.
Yeah, but is that attacking or is he trying to fuck?
No, it could have been dark brown, dark green, dark navy blue. It could have been any dark color.
Steve, it's black and it makes me feel uncomfortable about my tattoo.
I'm just saying tortoises and turtles don't like dark colors. They see it as
very racist.
They see it as a threat.
I love how he goes around the white shoe and goes right for the black. He's like, fuck this thing.
Yeah, right? Like... there's no doubt in my mind that, like, I really feel like I need to get my tattoo removed now.
The thing is, though,
and most of my life, I've been supporting this type of behavior. And do you think this is why the turtles attack the Foot Clan? Because they somewhat
because they're wearing black. Yeah,
that's exactly why.
That could be it. Yeah. And you know what? It could be that because the voice of Shredder is a black guy, so that's why they're upset at him. Right?
Was rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
Oh yeah, Uncle Phil, R.I.P. That's why.
So, I don't know, man. What do you guys think? Like,
I think you get a bigger turtle tattoo.
Yeah, I think you get
a whole turtle shell
on
my back.
Yes, the whole, just a cover-up.
Dude.
So I can cover up my swastika.
Cover your swastika with a turtle shell, and then you could have the bow staff going across diagonally.
Is that your bow staff, Steve? Yeah.
You can put my bow staff.
His bow staff's going to be diagonal across your back.
We're cosplaying as Donatello.
What, sir? Why is your dick out painted brown?
Don't worry.
And why
about
is it connected to your friend's back?
Don't worry about it, sir. Do I need to peace bond that? Or
oh my God! Imagine you had color problem painting your face.
Imagine if the guy's like, you got to peace bond that and zip ties your cock, dude.
Oh God. I just had problems painting my face because I didn't want it in my eyes. But if
I don't want your cock in my eye.
Well, if we're painting my dick, we'll just have to make sure it doesn't go in the pee hole.
I don't know, man. You gotta make sure you get full coverage.
I mean, if you're gonna, are you gonna put the?
I'm gonna make sure I use the alcohol fucking. Okay. Yeah, the alcohol makeup.
Oh, so it doesn't ever come off.
Paint his cock, whatever, dude. That's what friends are for.
Will you put the eyeliner on the tip?
I painted his face. I might as well paint his cock.
Wait, are we gonna wrap it with bandages too in the middle?
Yeah. Well, what color? It's got to be white, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
White bandages.
White bandages on a brown cock. I mean, a bow staff.
On my racist Ninja Turtle back.
That would be the greatest cosplay that no one would get.
That I'm just being dragged behind Bobby.
Your dick.
Jesus.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
So yeah.
Imagine someone dressed as Michelangelo with two cocks.
With their littler ones.
Teenage.
Oh, a fellow chucker, eh?
Yanking out your nun cocks.
Nun cocks. I can 3D print that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I guarantee it's already necessary. There's an STL file ready to go. Dude, you should look.
I'm looking it up right now.
There's definitely dildo fucking.
Nun cocks.
See if the chain goes into the pee hole.
3D cult, because they have the adult ones.
Yeah, look and see if you can print the chain directly into the pee hole. Yes. Dude, print that shit. Does it have balls at the end?
Oh my God, nuncocks.
Nuncocks. Coming to Rayman Studio very soon.
Oh my God, that's fucking funny. Anyways.
So, anyway, we'll see how tattoo removal goes.
I heard it hurts worse.
Well, you know, what hurts worse? Getting your ass kicked because of a racist Ninja Turtle on your forearm? Or am I unhirable now?
I mean...
For other reasons.
Yeah. Because his dick's on your back.
Yeah. Sir, we can't have you working here.
Sir, why is your friend...
Sir, that costume isn't work appropriate. Can you have your friend put his cock away?
This is my identity.
He's a bow staff, sir.
I'm a bow staff.
He identifies as a bow staff,
I'm
sir.
A fucking bow staff, bitch. Just yelling.
Sir, did
around.
You just assume his weapon?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's funny. Uh-oh. That's good stuff.
I can't find the nuncocks.
Can we please make that a a drop? Yeah. I can't find the nuncocks. Oh my God.
Oh man. So Steve, I got a story to tell you about Ryan.
Oh, what did I do? What did I do?
And I want to get your opinion on this.
God damn it. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah,
this is
you
bullshit.
Don't have to know about it.
This is bullshit.
Man, it's approved.
Is it a bite?
There's no pending court cases on this story.
Okay, so this isn't a pending court case.
So
okay.
It's a story.
Wait, I know about this? Okay.
It's a story in which
what did I do wrong?
I have to give an opinion. Is it a binary choice opinion? Or is it? Or do I have to file
so
a brief?
Ryan's at the gym.
Okay.
And he's working out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay.
He sees this Asian lady giving him glances from across the gym, and he is confused about why she's squinting at him.
She's Asian.
She comes up to him and asks if he's like a personal trainer or anything.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Offers to give him stretching lessons.
Not exactly how this happened, but that's
my version of the story.
Your version sucks because it's not the real story.
She asked.
I got to get through it. We have time on the radio and I can't tell long form stories.
Yeah, you're really shitty at long form. Go ahead, synopsis this.
Yeah, we're getting the synopsis. We're getting the Wikipedia version, which could be edited by anybody.
Jesus.
And so she offers Ryan stretching and all this other stuff because, again, most of us are probably very horrible at any kind of body weight
very horrible
exercises and stretching.
Not flexible.
I'm not flexible at all. No. Okay. Yeah, I'm very hard in my way.
So she came up to him asking if he's a personal trainer?
No. That's
okay.
I'll explain it better. Okay, so I'm walking into the gym for my workout. I wasn't even in the gym lifting at all yet. I'm walking in, and they're doing a promotion for personal training. Right. So she walks up and she goes, "Hey, have you ever done personal training
before?" I see
you
around here all the time.
Yes. And I was like, "Oh, no, I haven't. I usually just work out." She's like, "Well, we also offer like flexibility and like, you know."
Oh, do you?
This is stupid. So I'm like, "Oh, okay." So for me, my thought process is one, my shoulders are
fuck.
Stupid. My shoulders are terrible. And my knee, I had surgery 8 months ago. So I'm like, okay, I need some flexibility, like strength training. Sure. Dude. I think I got bamboozled. Possibly.
She gave you her number.
You signed up.
So she signed me up.
Oh, brother.
Yep. Honestly, though, I will say this. I've done two sessions, and I definitely think...
Haven't got his dick wet yet.
Stupid.
You could have just paid Nicole, and she would have done it.
I definitely do feel like there is something... I am learning something, and am putting good use...
Asian woman will get you to do anything.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the lesson.
That's the lesson, yeah. It's wild, though, too, because it's like, I fancy myself as decently knowing my way around the gym, right? Like I'm not obviously not a bodybuilder or anything like that, but
even the guys that bodybuild can't stretch.
And the problem is
you lift and then everything contracts and constricts. Right. So, and if you're not loosening those muscle fibers in the opposite direction,
the last session I had a session on Wednesday and we did a couple stretching moves that I was like, I've never done any type of movement like that before. And it was like, whoa. And then we did one that really, dude, it humbled me super quick.
She put your legs behind your head?
No.
She put her cock
on my back. Yeah.
This one move where she put my ankles behind my head and fucked the shit out of me. I was right really
middle,
loose.
Right in the middle
right
of the gym.
Right in the middle of the gym. I signed up and paid for this.
Yeah. So it was like a... On the jump box, right? And you have to like essentially put one leg out and you kind of like you bend down on your knee. Like you put all your weight on the one knee. Mm-hmm. So she's like, do your right knee first and then do your left. So the first right knee.
So right? Like a lunge, but on a box.
Right. But you basically go down and touch your other heel on the ground as you're bending the knee that you're supporting with. I got to my left knee and I've got my, she's like,
a reverse lunge kind of thing.
Yeah. It's hard to explain. I could show it doesn't make any sense, but essentially I get to my left knee and she's like, you can support yourself on the wall. It's okay. So I'm supporting and I'm like getting ready to do my, and I'm literally frozen and I'm like looking down at my knee and I'm like,
locked up.
I was scared. Like I was so mentally like, I don't know if my knee can do this.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the thing that's weird about the whole thing is Bobby and I've been playing softball. I've been running. Like my knee doesn't hurt.
But did you do any PT after surgery?
So I did weightlifting. So I just went in. Yeah. So I like in my head. My knee is strong. My legs are strong, but the knee mentally, I was just weak. Yeah.
I mean, the muscles might be. What about the ligaments and the tendons everything? Sure.
So I'm standing there, and I'm balancing, and I'm looking at my knee, and I'm just frozen. And it's not because it hurts. It's not because I'm just looking at it like, and I just started laughing, and she's like, "What?" I'm like, "I think you just exposed me, like." Like I felt I am so weak, like it mentally like exposed the weakness of my left knee. And she's like, I wanted to do that so you can like
be a bitch to me.
Well, I was like,
I own you now.
I mean, whatever, dude. Like, she's like, but we'll fix that. I can fix that.
We'll fix that in 6 to 8 months at 3 sessions.
Right.
Whatever, dude. If she can get my knee stronger, it's worth it.
No, I'm not. I just like my version of the story better when you thought she was hitting on you.
Well, dude,
she did say that. I did not make that up.
No, you did. You didn't make that up. It was weird because
I know I embellish a lot.
There was a crazy amount of embellishment there,
didn't fuck your ass.
I didn't get fucked in the middle of the gym. Although
in the backseat of a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Who's Volkswagen?
In a very uncomfortable place.
Stupid. But yes, I did at one point, like she said a couple things that I was like, huh. Okay.
And then she gave you your phone number.
That's the game right there. That's the game. Because I'm just.
I got bamboozled.
Yeah. Sure. I'll give you a number. Did you call the number? Did you text the number?
No.
Can we do it right now?
No.
It was probably like Pizza Hut.
No, she actually messaged. She texted me.
220-444. Okay.
She's like, hey, I've got to reschedule our. Like, so
and
she
there's the rub.
Yep. I got bamboozled. And I was just like, oh, okay, cool.
Hey, the flip side of it is you're going to get your knee probably properly.
And that is why I'm okay with it. I'm okay. Yeah. I'm okay with being bamboozled if there's a benefit that outcomes,
paying for sex. It's fine. As long as I come.
Yes. I don't ever do that. So
yeah, you do. You go on dates.
Does she teach yoga too?
I don't know if she does
get into some yoga classes.
I thought about it for sure, but yeah,
I'm too sweaty for yoga.
Oof. Well, go take hot yoga with Nicole's at Nicole's studio.
It's fine. I don't want to be over 115 degrees.
You'll come out. There's going to be a smelling rank.
Yeah, it's more of like I don't want to smell other people.
Yeah,
like, I'm clean.
No, it's bad.
Yogis aren't.
It's bad.
Yeah, yogis seem like they're just like the hippie portion of like the fitness world.
Like I don't need girl hairy armpits.
Oh,
you won't get that. Her studio is all Paradise Valley Scottsdalian.
Oh, perfect. Scottsdalian, is that like a reptile? Is that like a reptile?
It's a dinosaur.
What is it?
MILF dinosaurs.
MILF dinosaur.
MILFosaurus.
Yeah, MILFosaurus Rex.
I'm okay with getting bamboozled if there is going to be some sort of like outcome that will help. So
the Horinian.
The what?
Horinian.
Oh, Horinian. I was like, what? I thought you said Dohorian.
Dohorian.
Like
the DeLorean.
It's like, but it's a
Dohor. It came from a DeLorean.
It came with a Dohorian.
Well,
way to embellish that story, though.
I'm sorry that it didn't work out the way that you'd hope, but that there was still a benefit to it.
Yeah, there's still, it's okay. It's fine.
Okay. Let's move on to other things that disappoint me.
Oh, no.
Gayle King is going to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated at the age of 69.
Who's Gayle King?
King is Oprah's fucking best friend.
Oh,
yeah.
That woman. Okay.
Somebody that we'd all want to masturbate to.
Wait, what?
That's a joke.
Growing up, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue was the only reason I got Sports Illustrated.
Was right. That was to whack it.
Is that how she got famous? Was she a model?
No. Oh. No, she's Gayle King is Oprah's best friend.
I know, but what is Sports Illustrated?
How long did those last?
I don't know why she's on Sports Illustrated. That's my issue.
I mean, I'm looking at a picture from the issue, and I got to tell you, I mean, she's not a bad looking woman.
But do you want to masturbate to that?
She's 80?
69.
Oh.
Do you want to masturbate to that? Would you whack it to that photo?
Her hair is, she needs a new
would weed. You? That's not what I asked. Would you stroke your cock to that photo?
Last year, they've had Martha Stewart and all these other like older women, and this is supposed to be this was the whack it.
Let him answer the question. Would you jerk off to that photo?
No,
exactly.
But
thank
you know, look, if we were at like a hotel bar,
uh-huh,
and she bought me a
that's
drink,
that's not what I'm asking.
Conversation
you
was good.
I'm not saying I wouldn't fuck Gayle King because she's rich.
God, this show is so toxic.
God,
her status in life makes her an instant lay because she could buy Bobby all kinds of things.
What would be the first thing you'd ask for?
Tattoo removal.
don't look at my arm as I'm figuring the shit out of you.
Don't look at my swastika.
Don't look at my swastika.
Gayle, before we get started, we're going to need to remove this.
We're going to have to leave the lights out so Donatello could fucking finger punch your butt.
Don't worry about my friend's dick on my back. It's not a big deal. Well,
ma'am, we can have a lot of fun if you pull me into this equation, too.
Dude, the thing is, the swimsuit edition used to be
like where you're going to get nipple slips, white t-shirts,
banging hot chicks. And instead, not that like you said, she's an attractive woman, but.
But this is a far stretch from what got Sports Illustrated swimsuit fame.
Exactly. Next thing you know,
well,
it won't be women at all.
Well, it wasn't. There was this trans woman that was on there just a couple years ago, last year.
Was it Caitlyn Jenner?
No, her name is Kim
Kardashian.
Kim Petras? I don't know who she is. He, she, I don't know who they are.
It's they?
I just said they.
I know. You said he, she first.
So proper.
I'm covering all
right. You don't know what she, you don't know what her gender is.
I
don't. Gender roles.
I'm going by Kim, and I would assume that they think they're a woman. I don't know, but there's precedent.
Speaking of transgenders and things that can be done to people, a mother and an 18-year-old daughter accused of traveling across the country to give illegal butt injections.
What?
A mother-daughter duo traveled across the country to give butt injections.
To give them.
Of what?
To make your penis. To get you a...
This is a heavy cock show.
It is a very heavy cock show.
A mother-daughter... We're giving butt injections with penises.
So they were strapping it on.
A mother and an 18-year-old daughter are accused of traveling across the country to give illegal butt injections for $6,000. Police say 56-year-old Consuela Maria Dalbo and her daughter
Maria Villalobos.
Ryan, hold on. You got to see this. The mother.
The mother looks like she had butt injections in her face.
In her face.
Oh, let me see.
We're planning on injecting an unlabeled brown liquid into the butt of a customer on Wednesday.
It was diarrhea.
It was borax. Diarrhea?
She's putting the diarrhea back in the butt.
The poop goes back in the butt. However, she didn't know that the customer was an undercover officer. Consuelo gave a Xanax to the officer to relax before the injections. She was paid $6,000 to do the procedure. The mother duo was arrested during a sting operation conducted by the FDA and the Houston Police Department.
So did she get the injection?
In bags of illegal injectables and medical supplies.
That's... Where did they get all of these supplies and injectables? And I like how they just say illegal injectables. There's no qualification of what it is.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing. It's a brown liquid.
Yeah, but what?
Oh, God.
Yeah, believe me, everything I do with my heart. And everyone who knows me, they know me, Consuelo Marie said. I do it because they really need it, not because they pay me.
Because they got flat asses and they need me to fix it.
I'm making asses. I do Sir Mix-a-Lot's work. I'm giving babies back.
She was also charged with, another controlled substance, Alprazolam. I've never heard of this one. It's a commonly prescribed psychotropic medication that for panic and anxiety disorder. So she was just like,
so what if like, so is it like $3,000 per cheek? Is that basically what it is? Yeah. So that's how it works.
Yeah, but what if one cheek's already pretty good? But
so you just
go
for the three, right? Yeah. You only need one cheek done, right?
Right.
Illegal butt fillers. Like, how much does a butt implant cost to begin with?
Well, I don't know.
I don't understand. You know, here's a thought. This is the quick path. Absolutely, this is the quick path. The butt thing that Kim Kardashian had, those are like silicone rubber implant thingies, whatever. Man. Maybe just some lunges and squats.
Yeah, but some people, like, I will say, though, that genetics... Like, some 100%. People aren't going to have a fat ass, you know? Like,
but you can at least get some contour and shape.
For a virtual constellation on butt implants.
Yes, please. I hope he gets, like, 20 calls.
It's so we've heard BBL?
Yeah, BBL.
Big, big, beautiful...
Lips? Oh, wait, that's in the front.
That's the front. What's a BBL?
I don't know what the L stands for.
Yeah, what's the L stand for?
Butt lift?
Oh, big...
Butt lift.
Big butt lift?
I don't know. I just made up.
Bubble butt lift?
Bubble butt lift. That's better.
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, Brazilian. Yeah, it's always Brazilian.
Butt lift, a surgery is a very popular surgery that transfers fat from unwanted areas to sculpt the buttocks, enhancing both the shape and the projection. The surgery can seemingly magical results.
But, you know,
we enjoy very high patient satisfaction rate.
I bet you do.
And they've been highly successful in the last several years. I know that somebody started doing this like 10, 20 years ago. They can actually take the fat out of the ass or the thighs and legs, run it through a filtration machine to clean out any toxins, whatever.
Make popcorn butter.
And then inject it. And then make popcorn. No, they inject it into the breast.
Isn't that why it doesn't solidify?
To make natural enlarged breasts using your own fat tissue, and that way there's no chance of
I was born with these breasts. They were just in my thighs.
Exactly. It's natural. Your body won't reject the injection.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Wow. When do you plan on doing
that? I get tits.
Yeah, I'm saying that when you're ready. Gail, we need some cash.
Yeah, why are you fucking Oprah's friend? Because I really want a butt implant.
I really want some titties.
I really want some tits.
Some thigh tits.
Yeah. So the Brazilian butt lift, according to this, starts at $3,700.
Jesus.
So why are we paying six?
Yeah. For a back alley in a Holiday Inn Express bathroom.
Well, the Brazilian one you were talking about. Do I have to go to Brazil?
Do you have to go to Brazil to get your fucking crotch waxed?
My cooter waxed?
Yeah. Yeah, your taint waxing isn't done in Brazil.
Your bow staff waxing is.
I mean, maybe, look, man, inflation's a bitch right now, and Consuela was just, you know.
She was up in her game, dude.
She had to.
I guess if you have to travel.
Well, right. Look, it's really difficult.
Sometimes I just want my butt injected in the privacy of my house.
Look, it's very, very difficult to put diarrhea in syringes.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Imagine they're sitting there in the toilet just pulling it out?
And
they're not cleaning it through a filtration system. It's just straight diarrhea right back into your ass. But you don't know whose it is. It could be Consuela's, her daughter's. It could be from a truck stop. You don't know.
Filiberto's. It was like, I need some more filler.
Filiberto's filler.
There's this miscellaneous charge down here in the $6,000 itemized bill. What is that for? Oh, we need a bean and cheese burrito. We got a shit.
They pass that along to you as the consumer, just like the credit card fees.
Yep, and then when you get gangrene of the ass because they put diarrhea in your butt.
Oh, my God.
God, we are a dick and fart and diarrhea joke show.
I wish I could write these transitions, but I watch this thing on Netflix, and I'm thinking eating ass is beneficial to your gut health.
What?
You're thinking, or you found out this to be fact?
I found this to be fact.
Okay.
I wish I could have wrote these transitions, but you guys lead me into it. So there's a show called Hack Your Health on Netflix where they talk about C-section babies don't necessarily have the best stomachs because the first time you're introduced to poop particles is when you come out of your mom's vajayjay. And you get that, and inside the poop particles, it helps with your good gut. And some people don't have good gut. So they have this thing called a fecal transplant where they put poop into pills and you eat the fucking pills.
Is this South Park?
So, no, this is legit. And
eating ass is good for your good.
You can even
find a healthy person and eat ass.
You can even get shit implants from ass to ass.
South Park did an episode about this.
No, you can do ass to ass.
1,000%.
No, South Park did the one where if you put food in your ass, you can shit.
No, there was a newer episode where everyone was trying to get Tom Brady shit because it makes you have like
superpowers.
Yes, dude. There's a whole thing where they go and they try to get Tom Brady's poop.
No.
I'm not kidding, dude.
Now, here's what's fucked. The vast majority of people, at least in the U.S., have gut biome issues because of our shit food supply. Sure. I would argue it's probably 70% or more, you know. But here's the kicker. If you're just out there eating ass, Bobby, if 70-ish% have shit gut biomes, then all you're going to do is take their shitty gut biome
and add it to your gut biome.
You got to find.
The name of it from eating ass, because you're not eating anything. You're just
you eat pussy.
Yeah, but are you? Are you actually taking a bite of it?
You could.
You don't want to call it eating pussy either, then.
No.
It's just the hill you're dying on.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He don't eat pussy anyways, ladies.
Yeah, I don't know.
The girl's like, eat my pussy, right? I was like, no.
I gotta watch out.
With the bow staff cack.
He's like, I can't. I gotta look out for my gut biome.
Yeah.
My gut biome says I can only eat ass today.
I'm on a schedule.
So a fecal transplant is a fecal transfer.
Jesus.
Transplantation means transferring medically processed poop samples. It says fecal, but I like poop better.
Poop sounds way better, yeah.
From one person's gut to another.
Medically processed. What does that mean?
I don't know.
You can't.
It's run through a filter.
It's run through a filter to get the corn out.
Yeah. Ryan actually sells those at his shop.
Yeah. I do shit filters now.
I filtration system.
It's a reverse osmosis for shit.
Turns it back to apples.
Does it have UV? Because that'll kill all the bacteria.
Yeah. It's got UV light.
That's and bad. I want the biome.
Oh, shit. My bad. We'll take that out.
Go back to the drawing board.
We'll custom build one for you.
But in the show, they legitimately, like, one lady took her brother's poop, but also started getting her brother's, like, mental problems. And then she moved to some other dude, and they were actually putting the poop in the capsules in this show. Like they were
like the little gel cap.
Yes. So, okay. So the name of the South Park episode, in case you guys were wondering, it's called Turd Burglars. It's the eighth episode of the 23rd season.
Okay.
And they legitimately, community center, it says, so, Bravlovsky's Kyle's mom gets sick and she, like vomiting and defecating everywhere. And she basically gets like a shit smoothie from someone and it makes her like, and so everyone starts looking for Tom Brady's shit because he's going to be like, it's Tom Brady, right?
I wish I would have known that before. I would have brought that.
Yep.
So Bob, question though.
About eating ass or poop smoothies?
About this woman who got fecal transplanted by her brother and got mental health problems?
Yes, because allegedly something in there, like all of a sudden they brought on their own, like, you kind of like assume the other person's thing.
Well, my question was he on antidepressants or some kind of medication and that altered her chemical imbalance or
when they did a transplant, was the magic school bus in the poop and she ate that and that's what
ate
fucked
the bus.
Yeah.
Well, now here's the fucked up thing. There's been a lot of
this is the fucked up thing.
Yeah. Cause this
we're 25 fucking minutes into this and this is the fucked up thing.
Well, okay. Fair. To add to the list of fucked up things, on the heels of this shit transplant and assuming those traits, they have research now that shows that when someone gets a transplant of like a kidney or, or a, you know, chunk of liver or whatever, right, total behavioral changes of assuming identity traits of the person, the donor who donated, and in some cases, memories. So at a cellular level, there are things that are genetically encoded in us, including our poops, apparently.
That are you saying all confused people might be confused about who they are or what they are
because they ingested something?
They ingested poop or had a kidney.
Yeah. That explains a lot.
It explains so there's so much ass eating going on nowadays.
Yeah, it's a thing, man.
It's a thing.
It's an epidemic.
It's an epidemic.
It's an aspidemic.
It is.
Oh,
but that's sound research. You can go look that research
wow
up.
Wow. What kind of rabbit hole were you going down when you found that?
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Because I know, let's be honest, there's no way you just Googled that. You were down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. And it
what
came
was
up
the rabbit hole you were down? What kind of porn were you looking at?
My Instagram feed.
He was wondering why he felt weird after his penis injections.
My Instagram feed is a wild ride of weird shit. And stuff like that just pops into the feed. And of course, I click on it and then I go
down
that
all the hashtag rabbit hole, huh?
I mean, that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens to everybody. Like, you're going to have a bunch of shit popping in our.
I don't want poop on my fucking.
No, it's going to happen. I talked about RVs the other day with someone, yesterday with someone, briefly, maybe 10 minutes conversation. It was full of RVs tonight when I got home. Full of them.
Did you buy one?
I really want to. I got no place to put it though.
Yeah.
So.
You could.
I don't.
You can just rent a space to keep it there.
I'm not paying a rental slot.
You know, it's RVs. RV.
Oh my God.
Ooh, tongue tied. He's thinking about his swastika.
He's thinking about eating shit.
No, I'm just thinking, like, would I eat a poop sandwich to make it so my stomach feels better?
Bobby, you and I go in every day to work and eat shit sandwiches. So.
True.
Bobby can't say anything about it, though, because he might get offed.
Yeah. So I just, you know, I don't think I would eat my own shit capsules, let alone somebody else's.
Look,
shit
I think obviously, if it's a pill, you're not gonna taste shit, right?
What if but you take a garlic pill or a fish oil pill, you burp, but
that's true. What if you burp up a shit, dude?
You're like, oh God, it tastes like fucking poo.
Oh God, dude.
It's like, oh, but my God, you got poo breath.
But it's medically cleansed.
Yeah, but how? What does that mean? Pill smells like shit.
They just put some
fecal transplant. They put some in cherry.
They put the shit and they cover
that's
it in a little
like
bit
lemonade
of tahine, and then they put it in the capsule.
Tahine covers everything.
It does, man. It makes broccoli smell taste
what
good.
What if the coating on the pill is poo-pourri? So then it doesn't smell at all. Oh, that's genius, right?
Have you ever sprayed poo-pourri in your mouth?
Don't do it.
We do not condone that.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't taste good.
It doesn't smell good either.
I don't know. There's some poo-pourri that doesn't smell bad.
It's chemicals, man.
Yeah. It stops shit from smelling. Of course, it's chemicals. What kind of cool? What is that?
I mean, in fairness, God knows only how much fucking shit we eat. Just going to restaurants, fast food, whatever.
Sure.
Just my dog farts in my fucking mouth at least once a day.
I don't even want to see that.
Exactly. I mean, the reality is we're ingesting shit. Even if you just went to the butcher and got butcher's meat, right?
Oh, I almost fell out of my stool.
Stool.
Hey, another poop pun.
His stool almost fell out.
Well, just imagine you're sitting there and you're leaning forward on your phone. I'm getting in the fucking triangulation position of holding the phone.
The shitting
while
position?
While on the shitter. Uh-huh. And you fart, and then, like, the things are coming up in your mouth. Ugh. So you're already eating your own shit. Particles.
What's coming up in my mouth?
I'm not going to answer that one. Oh, man.
The particles?
Poop particles. Yeah, you're poop taking a poop and you're in the triangulation pattern of holding your phone.
I take an N95 in there with
me. he's in there with a mask on, dude. This is COVID.
Yeah. As his dick stirring his fucking poo water.
It's the
shit
he's got
a mask on.
It's the shit virus.
Yeah, I saw it. Dan sent me something the other day, but it was on Instagram where a chick was like, guys, you know, it was like one of those reels where some chick, she's like, guys, tell me this isn't true, but is it true that when guys are taking a shit, their dick's just hanging in there? And yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
yes,
where
it is.
Do you want it to go?
And she's like, and so that means like there's shit and piss and stuff splashing back. What do you think's happening to your vagina?
Yeah.
Also, what kind of fucking poops are they doing that you get splashback?
Yeah, I mean, I have had a cannonball
or
two.
My poops are like fucking Chinese divers. They're not making splashes.
Really?
I've
made a funny joke.
Oh, mine, broad spectrum. I mean, usually it's
depends on the poop, dude.
But it never goes up in the front. It's usually
it's
the back
right
of the balls,
right?
Right
in the butthole.
Yeah, or back of the balls. Yeah. But that's why you got wet wipes and a bidet. Cool. And you gotta clean up.
Dude, Japanese toilet.
I got a bidet.
Yeah, it's the
but
best
it's
thing
not
ever.
As good as a Japanese
toilet. Dude, Japanese toilet is, oh my God, you shit in one of those, you'll never want to shit in anything ever again.
I bet. Except for in someone else's mouth to help their gut biome.
Right.
I'm doing
God's work.
Now that's a business, Consuela.
Yeah. Let me put a funnel in my mouth. Go for it.
Yeah. Instead of injecting butts with diarrhea,
the fucking McDonald's soft serve machine.
She only works
half the time anyway.
She could have had home delivery mouth shitting.
My butt only works half the time.
Mouth shitting.
Yeah.
What a name! What would you name the business?
What?
Mouth shitters.
Yeah.
Shit.
What was that Pauly Shore movie where they were in the biosphere?
Biodome.
There you go.
Bio shit.
Bio home. Get your guts fixed when I poop.
Right in your mouth.
All right, I'm going to need you to lay down. Sir, why are you hovering over me?
Well, put this funnel in your mouth and shut up.
Shut up and take it, bitch.
This is how you get a good gut.
Then next week we'll be reading how a man choked on poop trying to fix his gut.
Oh, my God.
Well, should have been standing there.
All right.
That's
if we can't get any worse, we're going to bring back an old segment right now.
Oh, boy.
Get to your browsers, boys, and open up an Adam and Eve.
Oh, no.
We're going to do Adam and Eve product reviews products.
The first link here?
No, first link's mine. You can go find your own.
All right. Let me go find a toy.
You don't have one bookmarked ready to go.
No, I don't. So I got to find something good.
I just got to go to my
shop for men.
These two links in here are the same.
Ah, here we go.
Oh, I didn't mean to put them both in there.
Gay toys.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Douches and enemas. Huh.
Hold on. Remember, you can always go. Do you want to do the commercial, Ryan?
Yeah, I can do it. Where's it at?
You just go off the top of your head. You should know it.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want a toy or spice up that... love life, head over to adamandeve.com where you can use the code that I don't remember.
Rayman. Jesus, come on, dude. Rayman,
look,
all
man,
one word.
We haven't done one in a while, okay?
Fuck. And I'm sure you'll get free gifts and some kind of discount. Yep. I don't know what it is anymore, but you used to get free movies that Ryan said nobody watches movies.
Yes, I did say that, but I don't know. Now I might actually brush them up. Now that you can, like, you know, stream your phone straight to the TV, you know, it might spice some things up, you know, when you're with your boyfriend or girlfriend or they, them, or
I found
they,
your them, toy, them, him.
Yeah, whatever. Z, zay, zos, I, or I think that's
fee, fi, fo, fum.
Yeah. It, you know, head
fee,
over
fi,
there.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. Go buy something for your bum.
Head on over to Rain Man or AdamandEve.com.
Don't head to Rain Man Digital.
Don't go to Rain Man. There's no dildos there.
just a bunch of dicks.
Yes. You go to AdamandEve.com, use code Rain Man, and I'm sure you get some free gifts, and you'll get a toy for you or your loved one.
For $30, Ryan.
You Whoa, can get, $30. For,
you can get Sasha Gray's mouth hole.
You know she streams on Twitch, by the way.
I don't know.
But she streams on Twitch, and you know what her bio says? Hi, I'm Sasha Gray. Yes, that's Sasha Gray. You might have seen me act in movies.
He remembers that, but not the Adam and Eve.
No. That one made that so, one actually, you know.
All right. I'm going to start.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, what category is yours?
Any categories you want.
No. What category is yours? I don't want to do the same category.
Mine is male masturbators.
Okay. Oh, I didn't want to do the same category.
Yeah, no, you're not. Mine's male masturbators. Mine is blowjob simulator. It's Ooh. Called Adam's Gawk Gawk 2.0 Sucking and Vibrating Sleeve.
Adam's Gawk Gawk.
Get sucked like never before. A supercharged suction motor creates a vacuum inside the sleeve for an oral-like feel. The five modes of on-demand suction tighten the soft sleeve around your shaft for a snug fit and more satisfying feel. Dual bullets work your upper and lower shaft, delivering 10 thrilling vibration modes for explosive results.
Explosive.
The inner sleeve is lined with dozens of soft pleasure nubs and ribs to enhance the fun even more. Measures 8 by 3.5 inches total. The sleeve interior is 1 inch, 4 by 1 inch, but it stretches much larger.
Larva.
So the review states, I'm a 67-year-old guy with diabetes and ED and a little member to boot. Unfortunately, I have a very understanding wife who works hard to get me off in 15 minutes to a half hour. I was drawn to this gadget because it seemed to be an improvement over a simple pump. The first time I tried it, I went from flaccid to orgasm in 3 minutes. The 4.5 insertion sleeve is perfect for me, and the vibration adds a whole new dimension. How am I going to break it to my wife that I found a replacement for her wonderful oral skills? Damn. Pro tip, use lots of lube.
All right.
Let me go.
Adam's Warming and Rotating Prostate Thruster by Adam and Eve. Okay. Take your P-spot for a thrusting, rotating, warming joyride. Have a mind-blowing P-spot orgasm with the ultra-stimulating anal probe. It all starts with a thrusting shaft angled for perfect prostate pleasure. The tip of the shaft has inner rotating beads that add an extra element of intense massage. And as you play, the rounded ball near the base heats up and heats up to a sultry 107.6 degrees.
That's a lot.
Your taint and opening, I love how they use the word opening, are even in one action as the vibrating base buzzes away using the remote or easy hands-free control. Now, here is probably my favorite. To put it, this was a verified buyer, by the way, Smegmatic.
Gross.
To put it in perspective, To put it in perspective, the only thing I can think of is ass-gasmic. As soon as I had it in properly, it was a game changer.
How many times did he have it in improperly?
I came so hard I screamed and scared my wife shitless. Definitely a favorite over the prostate massager, but that's no slouch either. Bottom line is to buy it and be wowed.
All right.
That's a good one.
So the one I found.
How do you get that in there?
Is called the Fort Trough Tendril Thruster Mini Fuck Machine. And now, Ryan, I just got to show you this because I don't even know how to describe what this thing looks like.
I would show it on YouTube, but we won't. You will get banned.
I'm going to describe it.
It is a massive cock with balls. And the bottom half is sort of shaped like tentacles. It has suckers.
The bottom of the shaft and the front of the balls look like an octopus's tentacle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Attached to a dick.
That's pretty accurate.
Now, here's the thing. There's 9 reviews on this item.
Ooh.
And of the 9, 5 are 5-star and 4 are 1-star. And they're all short reviews. So I'm going to
give us a couple.
I'm going to bang through them because they get good, especially the 1-star ones after the 5. So the 5-star ones, all verified buyers. The first one says, I was scared of it at first. It is insane. It will own you. Stroke range is crazy. The next one, all I can say is OMFG with like 10 exclamation points. The next one, stretches and fills me completely. The thrusting action is incredible and wild. Hold on tight with this one. But then when you get down to
I wanna hear the
one stars.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to using this toy, but was extremely disappointed when it stopped mid-use and got super hot. It broke after 3rd use. The next one, it definitely is a strong thruster, but after the 1st use, it won't turn on. I never ride it. Just put it in and turned on. Motor died in 2 days.
Left it on for 2 days? God dang. Yeah, motor, you can't just leave it in there.
Motor died in 2 days. So 4 people all had bum ride from this thing.
Dang.
But it looks like it could kill a man.
So hold on. I got another one. Hold on.
All right. You're going to skip my turn?
Okay, fine. I just want to make sure we didn't get the same one.
No. Adam and Eve are Eve's strap-on playset by Adam and Eve. Remember, code word Rain Man at checkout.
Yes, yes, yes.
Beginner to pro strap-on fun in one set.
Beginner to pro.
Whether you're new to strap-ons or are already intimately familiar with them, you'll love the versatile playset. It comes with faux leather, nylon harness, plus 3 different sized dildos, and for an amazing strap-on in play. The strap-on harness slips easy with the adjustable nylon straps with the lightly padded faux leather in the front. Just slip the ring around the dildo shafts and it'll hold securely in place for strap-on thrusting. The blue ripple dildo is perfect size for beginners. The purple curved tip is made for working her G-spot or his P-spot.
What's a G-spot?
And the pink realistic dildo comes with a lifelike tip with a specially shaped shaft for extra stimulation.
Yeah.
Fits up to a 42-inch waist. All right, we ready?
Yeah, okay.
So this set, this is a 5-star review. This set is absolutely amazing. It comes with 2 washers. I don't know what else to call them. Big enough to hold the dildo in place.
Washers?
The large one is specifically for the massive dildo, which is too big for me, but I'm working up to it. The smaller one works great with the medium. It's great with the medium and small dildo. I prefer using the medium size because it's just the right length and girth to go in comfortably with no issues.
Fuck yeah.
Note, I am a male.
Oh.
So this is specifically for when I have girls over.
Oh, he likes to get pegged.
To strap this puppy on and give me a good banging.
Jesus.
Hold on. I gotta. So I found this.
Well, it's my turn, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, relax.
Okay, hold on. Can I do one more review that's pretty funny? The small dildo does nothing for me. It does nothing. I started with the medium one and graduated to the larger one.
Oh, graduated.
Valedictorian. We're all about puns today.
Yes.
Never experienced orgasms like this one. She's pounding me good. A lot of guys are embarrassed and think their partners won't be into it. I wasn't one of them. I love getting pegged.
Yeah, so let me follow up on that one, Ryan.
What? No, I have to.
That's a segue.
That's bullshit.
That's a segue. I bet you that man.
Two in a row, Ryan.
I'll bet you that man bought this one. And these are over 150,000 units sold.
Oh. This one was 85,000.
And the packaging on this looks like something out of Fallout 4. It's called Analyze. Analyze.
Yep, I've heard of it.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
I've heard of it.
And now I'm going to go down to this specific
review. I feel like we need to read the 1-star reviews because those are funnier.
On the heels of what Bobby just said, I applied some Analyze before my girl did me with a strap on, and it helped make it enjoyable from the start. Recommended for boys and girls.
Wow.
With anally. Bobby, you got to see this.
Yeah, it does look like it's straight out of like some fucking video game.
Like 1950s.
That's the marketing from 1950.
Like old school, you know.
Anally's?
Yeah. Mad Men style marketing.
So, Steve, you can go ahead and turn your mic, headphones off. You're not going to need this product, okay? Adam's Rechargeable Penis Pump by Adam and Eve.
Rechargeable.
40,000 sold. Okay. Throw out your old hand-powered pump. Hold on, I'm going to read this the right way.
Isn't it weird how we get those voices?
Throw out your old hand-powered pump and slide into the easiest way to bone up your erection. Just press a button for 5 pressure set presets to automatically grow your rod. Or choose the manual setting for more tailored experience. The high-powered smart pump pulls extra blood into your shaft to make you harder and larger at the same time. Digital display tracks your current pressure level. Pump measures 12.25 inches total length. Insertable cylinder is 8.25 by 3.08 inches. Made from durable ABS and PC plastic with silicone sleeve. Oh, and it is rechargeable. So there's a lot of good reviews in this one, but the one that really made me almost pee my pants.
Written by RD Mall.
So this one is written by Small Dicked, and it's a 1-star. For starters, it does not come with, I'm going to read this right away. For starters, it does not come with instructions. The opening is so large it sucks your balls in with everything else. Opening is way too large for us with them smaller penis. Complete waste of money. So let me read some 5-stars. Hold on, let me get a good one here. This is great. I love the damn thing. I use my Hydromax 9 in the shower sometimes. Okay. Buy this. You'll be glad you did. So, you know, this worked as advertised. So it gets 5 inches. I didn't provide any suction. It's really interesting. Like people, there's funny ones. And then there's legitimate reviews of the product. This bad boy is amazing. Plus, it's super silent. I love it.
I can pump my penis without her knowing.
His name is Big Beast.
All right. So from cock pumps, vaginal pumps.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to find another product.
This is called the Size Matter Vaginal Pump. There's over 25,000 sold.
God dang.
It is $35 on adamandeve.com. You use your code word RAINMAN to... get a discount.
Dear God, this is the one I'm picking. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Get more sensitive vagina and bigger thrills. This specialized pump makes your vagina puffier and more sensitive to the ultimate sexual experience. It works with a natural vacuum suction to promote blood flow, which sensitizes and puffs your vulva. Easy squeeze and easy release valve. Verified. These are verified thing. Well, my husband was excited to use this bad boy on me. Long story short, we pumped and pumped and pumped.
That's just a lot of pumping.
Ready through the pink clear glass. 15 minutes after that, we took it off and it went away. The puffiness, size, and excitement. I imagine you could have used it for 30 minutes and get better lasting results, but it just did not work for me. That was a 1-star review.
You got another one?
Yeah. You want to?
I got one.
All right, go ahead.
One.
Hold on. Loved licking my wife's big fat kitty with this pump. Her kitty was so sensitive.
Big fat kitty.
Love to lick my wife's big fat kitty. With this pump, her kitty was so sensitive, she was going wild and banging for more.
Going wild.
Super awesome and tight, and we started banging after that.
Wow. So this next product is a dildo. And it is $89.99 with only 17 reviews, so not a lot of people have been adventure enough to try this one. It is called the Creature Cox Monstropus Tentacle Dildo. From the watery... I'm going to read this like a... Hold on, I'm going to read this like a pirate. Hold on.
From the watery depths rises Monstropus. The thick and curvy tentacled flexes and slithers into those extra tight spots. Once there, your eyes will go wide at the feel of textured ridges and suckers undulating deep inside you. Planet sucks your cup base onto a hard surface and mount up Monstropus for a buck wild hands-free ride. Or take it into the hot tub and shower and make your naughtiest aquatic creature fantasies come true. Expands up to 1 inch. Huge, eye-popping monster tentacle dildo. I bought this mostly, so this is a 5-star review. I bought this mostly for its uniqueness, as I love the color and design. It was larger than I thought it would.
Nice shelf display.
I thought it would be, and I didn't think it would ever fit. However, with its thin design on top, it went in with ease and was quite nice. Curiosity made me purchase this toy. Surprisingly, I had a bit difficulty trying to play with this toy. After a bit, the insertion and being able to feel the texture inside of my kitty felt amazing. Can people just not write, like, why kitty? Like, can we just not write?
Pussy sounds dirty.
Wife was unsure of it.
There's somebody with a cat around trying to use all this shit.
Why are you trying to fuck your cat?
I used a pussy pump on Garfield. It didn't work.
You didn't get bigger. Wife was unsure of it, thinking it was big. It was too big. But once I started using it, she said it was stretching her out and rubbing just right. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Man, these are bought as a gift, worth the investment.
Investment? It's tenfold.
Well made large dildo for stretching her out. Lots of fun. God, these are great, man. Where's the 1-star? So let me find a 1-star. Here we go. Thought this would be more fun, but it didn't hit any of the spots. My girl's on the smaller side, so I couldn't fit that much in. The suckers on the tentacles are okay for clitoral stimulation, though. That's my favorite. You either got the person that's like, yeah, this thing's great, you should try it. Or, you know, oh, it fucking stretched me out. And then you got the guy that's
so when you're judging these people, like, my girlfriend's on the smaller side, and then the other one's like, this was great, it fucking filled me up. You're like, whore.
fucking filled me up.
I love when people get real technical. You know, like, well, the silicone felt really nice on this product, and I can't wait to try it again. Like, it's like, what is this, an Amazon review? Dude, you bought a fucking tentacle dildo, okay? You're going to use that to shove in your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever it is. You're shoving it in them, all right? So let's not call it, you know, well, this product was really well made, and the packaging was fantastic. I can't wait to give another review about this thing. It's like, no, you bought a dildo, okay? Can we just... Yeah, I bought it to fucking fuck my girlfriend. Oh, well, all right, man. Did she like it? Yeah, it was great. All right, cool. You know, like that's...
Yeah.
I feel like they're a little too in-depth. I guess, hey, whatever. You know, maybe there's people that live on adamandeve.com. If you go there and use Rain Man, you can get some free shit and, you know, maybe some toys and, you know, whatever.
Babe, you got one?
A monster puss.
I don't. I switch gears.
All right. Well, I'm going to do one more and we'll transition out of this because I want to do the Naughty Nibbler last.
Naughty Nibbler.
A knob nibbler come true.
Knob nibbler.
Here's a new twist on a favorite pastime. Teeth to nibble in the grace at your command. The Naughty Nibbler mouth stroker. Realistic mouth with lips, tongue, and teeth. Lined with stimulating bumps and ridges. A sculpted face detail. ABS teeth inside. 7 inches long. 2.5 inches wide. Use with your favorite water-based lube.
Mm. Yeah, there we go.
Pros, the teeth are realistic. Like a real woman occasionally has. Like it legitimately says that. Cons, the inner shaft tends to go inside, doesn't go inside straight.
Oh.
The inside feels great. The teeth gave it a nice contrast and stimulation. It takes a minute to learn how to manipulate and maneuver the teeth. However, it does take a long time for the inner parts to dry because it's closed up. You probably want to buy a toy cleaner or wash with warm and soapy water to kill all the bacteria that grow after use.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of soapy water, transitions. A woman finally got paid by PayPal $90,000.
Belle Delphine.
Oh, what's that? Yes.
Belle Delphine.
Yeah. Steve actually knows the story.
I know the story.
So she was selling her bathwater.
Yep. I remember that.
And PayPal held her money.
How much?
$90,000.
Oh, $90,000.
And canceled her account.
And canceled her account. She's been fighting this since 2019. She finally got paid. PayPal, without warning, closed my account and took $90,000 after they learned I sell my bathwater. The biggest L I've ever taken, but not the biggest D. Now PayPal has decided to reverse the decision with the company, after her bathwater stint 5 years ago. $90,000 to sell bathwater.
Dude.
Would you like?
Yes.
Would you buy her bath? And the answer is yes.
No, I would sell.
You didn't even let me get to it.
Yeah, well, he's like, yeah. Yes, I would pay tons of money for her bathwater.
I would sell my bathwater.
I was so happy when PayPal refunded my $50 for her bathwater.
Damn.
There's certain things that are like kinks that I understand.
That's not one of them.
Somebody's bathwater is not one of those
that's
things.
That's assuming there was reports that I had
wasn't
read.
Her bathwater?
Yeah, that somebody had sent it off for DNA testing to see if there was any human cells. Like any human cells found in the water. Jesus. And none were found. Then it's like,
why would I pay all that money to go get DNA testing? I 23 and meet her bathwater, just put a fucking thing in there, swirled it around. They're like, nope,
not it.
Came back canine.
I don't know, man. K-9. People are fucking weird.
Yes, there are some weird fuckers, dude. Oh,
especially us who just did a whole hour of penis jokes. I just don't understand what I would do with bathwater. Like, and I would be afraid in Arizona that it'd be sitting on my patio too long and evaporate.
Or grow something.
No.
Like, I don't know, man. Maybe people drink it. Maybe they bathe in it. Maybe they stick their dick
in
the jar.
She's inside me now.
Ugh.
Yeah. Or maybe they just put it on the floor and squat on the jar.
Ugh.
You know, that's a thing too.
Yeah. That's disgusting,
dude. I just.
No thanks.
I just don't. $90,000 in 2019. So that's like $1.5 million.
I mean, she's made a ton of money off all of her shticks, so you know,
good for her.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, look, get paid. Just get paid. That's all I can say.
Yeah,
get paid. I mean,
with that being said, if any guys or anybody, I mean, we don't care. I'll give you my bathwater.
Yeah.
I'll shit your mouth.
Yeah, if you need a good. You need a fecal transplant. You need butt injections. You need anything.
Ryan's like, jerks. I'll give you a butt injection.
Yeah, we're
diarrhea.
We're fucking whores. We'll do anything.
Well, I won't do anything.
Liar.
I'll do a lot of things, but I won't do that.
But I won't do that.
Yeah.
The end. Bye.
Bye-bye.